Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We are live here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio, also live on Facebook under Michael Long, also some of the groups and things like that. So welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here. We have a fabulous guest, one of the premier guests you could ask for on a spiritual show. And if you're looking for a psychic medium reading, if you're looking for guidance, help, you couldn't ask for a better person to get a reading from than Greg Keane. Greg Keane is from Lilydale. Lilydale, a spiritual mecca here, I believe, and I know most spiritual people in the community feel the same way. One of the largest spiritual communities, Lilydale. Been there for, over 100 years. And Greg has been there for 50 years. That is telling you a lot. Actually lives on the grounds. And Greg is here on the radio tonight. And he's going to be taking your calls. 347-884-8245 is the number. So that's the number to call on in to the radio show, and then once you call in, press the 1 on your phone. So and if you've donated, let me know your area code. And again, then the second thing, I'm reading all kind of comments and things, and I need to stop doing that. And please be polite wherever you're at, okay? Either on Facebook or wherever, okay? And the other thing that's really important is, if you don't know by now, we do a homeless mission called Love in Action. You know, spirituality is love, right? Love of our brothers and sisters. And we put it into action. We go, we help homeless people. We help people just in need. Maybe they're not homeless yet, but there'd be all sorts of reasons they need help. And I posted a video on my Facebook wall today. I don't know if you've seen it, but a couple that I saw yesterday, wasn't even the times I go out, but I saw them at the corner. I saw no one was helping, and God above told me, Michael, you need to help them. Wasn't easy getting there. I mean, there was, once I finally got up to them, there was like a whole row of cars ahead of me and behind me. But I knew that they needed help. And the husband was disabled. They're hoping that his disability goes through. And she was out of work. And everything was stacking up. So I surprised them with $50. That is what we do. We help girls from homeless at age 14 to now at age 66, having a place he calls home that I pay his rent. So to me, it's worth it. Yes. And then like Nikki is saying, it's amazing how our angels guide us where we need to be, for sure. For sure. I mean, I happen to be in a place that I normally wasn't, in that area. But, and we're like with Burroughs. So, he wasn't even asking for help. And I saw him pushing a couple of shopping carts. And God, angels told me, you need to go help him. And I said, but God, he's not even asking for help. Silly me. And the voice again, Michael, you need to go talk to him. So that's when I found out about Burroughs and how he was kicked out of his house at age 14. As a kid, his dad kicked him out of his house. Can you imagine that? Your dad kicking you out of your house? And you want to know why? It wasn't guns or drugs or girls or anything. He wanted to go to church, and he did, with his friends. His dad found out about it. They have a family of 6 kids, and he kicked them out and said, don't ever come back. You're dead to me. And he never did. And now at age 66, So that's what? If my math is good, that's 50 years of being homeless because of the law. Think of that. I just hit me. 50 years he's been homeless. And because we all came together, we all started this, Jennifer Taylor and myself, and then the group here, the family here at the show and on Facebook, came together, made a difference in his life, in his life. So tonight, he is sitting in a room, in a house that he calls home. He has a roof, like we all do, walls. And you know what I know the sad thing is? Bill is the person I'm working with now to get a place. And it's not easy to find a place that will take, you know, homeless person in. But Bill, get this, listen, please. Bill, who I help on a regular basis, who's in the same area as Burles, and I always sit and just talk with him, and, you know, he enjoys that. It's a big part of it. But Bill, I asked him, I said, what do you do in the wintertime when it's so cold out, which fall and winter is now coming? And he said, I said, where do you sleep? And he said, you don't get it, Mike. He said, you don't sleep as a homeless person in the winter. He said, because it's so cold, it keeps waking you up. So you take naps. You take naps. And I said, man, this is the last thing I do. I'm going to find you a place too. And we've really, you know, as I said, we got 1 week left till Labor Day. I've got to really start working on finding him a place, which obviously means, you know, raising funds. So anyway, where we're at right now, folks, we are at the end of the week. Tomorrow's Friday. Friday, Saturday, my day's off. I go out, help the homeless, and we are short to our goals. The families that I said I would help when I saw them last week, and other people that I go and help, like the family at the corner, husband and wife, where husband was disabled. We are right about $450 short still, and we've been on the air now a couple hours. So as I said earlier, I'm going to stay until I have to. If it's midnight, 2 a.m., I'm believing in a miracle tonight, and the miracle might have to have me stay later, but I believe in miracles, and I'm going to stay. Not good for my health, not good for the wound I got, and I would appreciate your prayers for my left leg, but which I talked about earlier on the video that I did this afternoon, so if you want to know more about it, just watch the video. I'm not going to talk about it here. But I'm going to do it because it means that much to me. So go to the PayPal or go to GoFundMe. You can make donations there. And we're looking for $450. Obviously, it doesn't mean it's going to come from one person. But let's make it happen, folks. Greg Keene is here. He's going to be taking your calls here on the radio show. So please call on in. And we are going to, and if you cannot donate, still we would want you to call in, okay? We know some callers, some people, you know, listen to the show. Many are going through their own difficult times. So still call in, okay? Alrighty. Let's start off the show with a beautiful song. Right after this, we will go to the calls here with Greg Keene from Lilydale. And I was trying to find the song I was hoping to play. You know how it is when you want something that, but, okay. All right. The song may change as we get in here, if I can look it up, but Again, the number to call, 347-884-8245 is the number. And we'll be back here right after this.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
Okay, we are back here live on Journey Into Light. What a beautiful song. I would like to get your thoughts on that song. You guys on Facebook chat, let me know. Good, bad, indifferent, don't want to hear it ever again. What is your thoughts? I got you, Melanie. Didn't resonate with Nikki, okay? That's why I like to get your thoughts on that. To me, it reminds me of growing up in Catholic Church and going through the communion line. But it's a beautiful song, I think. But, yeah, that's why I kind of rotate songs. So, all right. So, love you too, Melanie. Laura said it reminds her of church, too. But church is good, right? So anyway, we're here with Reverend Gregory Keene from Lilydale. And call on in, 347-884-8245. Make sure you press that 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? We again, are dedicating this show to the homeless mission, Love in Action. Helping those less fortunate than ourselves. It could be, doesn't even mean you have to be homeless. It could be someone that, you know, needs their lights turned on. We do that a lot. I do that a lot. Turn water back on. Get groceries in the house. A to Z. And anyway, that's the... So if you could please donate to the mission. This is our last day of our shows for the week. And this, as far as this, so tomorrow and the next day is when I go out, and we are still, to meet our goals, we are still $400 short. And we're going to stay here on the radio as long as needed. So please help out as you can. And my wife is donating another Shaw. You saw the one that Nancy won last week. Gotcha, Melanie. And, so the Shaw, my wife is going to dedicate another one. She's going to make another one. And this time is going to make it in the colors of lavender and pink. And the detail on that Shaw was amazing. And so she's going to dedicate that to the mission. So anybody, donates $200 for the mission, Love in Action, will also though get, goes for a great cause, obviously, but you'll get a beautiful Shaw. Beautiful time for it. It's fall and winter, and with Christmas coming up. So it means a lot to us. My wife's going to make some blankets and some hats for the homeless this winter. So here we are. We're going to go ahead and bring Greg on in. You guys are called in. Press the 1 on your phone. Let's bring Greg into the show. Welcome back, Greg. How you doing?
Doing good, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good.
What
too,
happened?
Yeah.
What happened with you?
What do you mean?
Well, you were talking about your leg or something there.
Oh yeah, I got edema. I'm diabetic and all those things. And short story is, I have a wound that opened up on my leg. It don't look all that bad. I had the doctor look at it yesterday. I'm being sent to wound care, but. I've had a wound in the past that was very scary. Some years ago, almost lost my foot. So you take those very serious when you're diabetic. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I think I'll be all right. I'll be around a little longer.
Well, that's good. We'll be sending you some healing.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg. So, Greg, did you see the or any of the eclipse on Monday, or what was your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was actually reading for people that day, and it was really interesting to read for people that day, the energy I felt around it. Transition-wise, it's like there's so much transition energy for everyone to move forward, And it's really wonderful because we're letting go of the past. We're not able to go back. We have to go forward. And going forward is really a wonderful energy, and it's really amazing to have that happen on a day you're working. I did go out on the porch here, and they had the glasses. You know, some of the people had the glasses. And I took a look at it that way, and it was really pretty amazing to look at. And the feeling of the energy was even more amazing. The looking at it was something that's like, you know what it's doing, but I feel the energy change. Quite amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. It was great energy. It's really made it. It didn't even feel like a Monday, you know. It was just. And what I also noticed, Greg, was it brought, you know, the country together, which was really nice. That's one thing I noticed.
Yeah, I think it brought a lot of people to an awareness of all of us under the same energy, same sun, same moon, same everything. I think it's awakening people a bit to realize how close we really are, even though we, in an emotional level, separate ourselves immensely at times. I think it's very sad we do.
Yeah,
there's a
great
deal more that brings us together than divides us apart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. How are things going in Lilydale this summer?
Lilydale's been great. I've been very busy with people, and I've been very busy working on the house, and you know, got a few things done in the house here that worked out very nicely. Got the front porch painted, got that in order. It's a large porch, and it's 33 feet long, and I'm not sure exactly how wide, but it's a very nice porch, and everybody can sit on the porch, relax, and enjoy being here. I got the rear deck done. So, I mean, there's a lot of things we got accomplished that's been making a big difference. And another week or so, a little over a week, week and a half maybe, we're going to have the closing of the camp, and that'll close, and we're going to still have the people here reading. We're still going to have classes through the winter. Fellowship of the Spirit is still running all the classes, and we're having everything going on. It's actually working very nicely.
Well, great. So can people still see up there in Lilydale if they're, like, up there? Can they still do that? Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool. One of the people with the show, Nikki, assist me. She was up there at Lilydale, and she tried to find you. It looked on the board, and she said she couldn't find you on the board. So that's why I asked the question. Maybe they need to put that back on there.
which board was she looking at?
I don't know. She's listening to the show. She's listening to the show. Maybe Nikki, why don't you call in? That would be good. She's and then you can talk with. Yeah, she can give you a heads up there. But yeah, I knew you were always
because
there.
I'm on the list of mediums in the catalog and all that stuff. I mean, I've been on the list of mediums for years.
Right. Yeah, I knew that. So, okay. Well, great. You ready for the first call, Greg?
Absolutely.
All righty. So let's go to our first call. And again, if you make a donation, we'll give you up to 10 minutes for your questions. And so the links are all on the show page and also on Facebook. Let's go ahead and join in with Laura. Laura, thank you for your support. And you're calling from where?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, what's your question?
My question is, where do you see my love life? I know I have one. I've had a long-term relationship, but I'm wanting to know where it will go or if it will.
Well, the person you're with now?
Yes.
How old are they?
How old?
How old are they?
39.
And you've been going through a thing here where just a short time ago you actually were apart, and then you're back together again?
No, we've been together for a while.
Well, let me describe it this way. I feel like you've had things happen that I feel like you've been back and forth emotionally in that relationship for a while, because there's times you feel like it's really together moving forward, and then there's times you're looking at things where you feel like it's really not moving forward. And I feel an energy there that you're at a point in yourself where you've really begun to pull back a bit, and you're sort of regrouping on the idea of exactly what you want and how you want things to be, because I feel like you've gone through a period of time there that was very, very draining to you. And I see an energy with him that he hasn't made up his mind yet where he's at and where he's going with his emotions. And would you recognize he was showing you that he was there, but then he also was showing you that he was a bit aloof with you for a while?
Not that I can tell.
Well, I feel an aloofness with him that he doesn't know where he wants to be in his living, because where he's living is, so where do I want to go and what do I want to be doing to have everything settled and to have everything at peace? And I feel the two of you are working things out, and I feel more positive working out. I see it as a better energy, but I see you being more at peace yourself and not have all the turmoil going. I think that's going to be a better energy for you. And you both been talking about it recently, about changing a residency?
Yes.
Because I kept seeing you change in residency, and a debate was going on about getting that done, and I felt very good about getting that all finished. I think that's going to work out nicely.
Okay.
And he just talked about it recently. Now, I don't know if this is you or them, but there were thoughts recently about changing a car.
Oh, God. He's always wanting to change his car.
Because I kept seeing him wanting to switch a car around. And I feel the thoughts have been there with that, to be able to do that.
Yeah, he's always wanting to change with his car.
Well, I see a change of cars, and I've seen you moving forward on things, and I felt very comfortable that you guys are going to change things. And I saw you also looking at the idea of change of residency and getting that switched around, too. And I felt good about it. What kind of work are you doing?
Banking.
Would you understand you've been debating the idea about a different position than what you for a while were thinking? Because I keep seeing you looking at a different position, and I feel like you've been thinking about that, and I feel the opportunity is going to open up for that to happen. And it's really a good energy. I feel very comfortable with it.
I don't have a specific position I'm looking at, but I'm like looking to move up or my wings within the bank. So I'm just waiting for the right opportunity. I don't know when that's going to happen. But...
Well, I see you having things become calmer, because I see a position above what you've already done, and I'm seeing you moving forward on it, and I see it working for you in a good way, and I just see it as a matter of timing to get everything lined up more and be more at peace with it.
Okay.
And I keep seeing you taking time out to be able to slow down a little bit and really adjust things in a sense of you getting everything lined up financially and have that as what you're wanting to do. And you just talked about it recently between you and him, that there's been thoughts about him changing a position of work.
Him changing position? He's kind of, talking about it,
Because I keep seeing decisions with him as to which he really wants to be doing and how he really wants to be doing it. He's not settled it yet.
Yeah. Like, he knows what he wants to do. It's just where he wants to do it, I'm guessing. It's where...
Well, that's where I feel the thought of the move coming in and the changes you'll be making. And I felt good about the changes, and I just see you moving forward.
Okay. All right.
Any other question?
Do you see us getting a new residence in the near future, in like next year, or...
I get the feeling here this coming year, but I want to say thoughts about where you want to be and how you want to do it will be coming up before fall, And I see you really planning ahead and reorganizing how you want to do things. Because I see getting everything reorganized and getting yourself back on track, and it's going to work very well for you.
Awesome. And what about marriage in the long term? Because we've been together for a long time.
Well, I feel good with the two of you, but I feel like a whole new direction, a whole new aspect of where you want to be in your lives. And I see you now doing it together instead of apart, because in some ways you were together, but yet you weren't together in some other areas too.
Right.
And that's what I see you working on now, is bringing it together and really have that bond of where we're going, we're focusing together to do it.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Well,
good
thank
luck
you
with everything
so
there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks again
thank
for
you.
Your support. You're very welcome. Let's go next to another sweetheart, another supporter of the mission, Nancy from Georgia. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi. Great to speak with you again.
Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. What's your question?
My question is, will I be relocating in the near future?
I see relocating, and I feel that energy is going to open up to you very shortly. And I felt an energy around you emotionally. You've actually pulled back from some people and felt like the energy you feel with them is not what you want to be involved in and continue to be involved in. It's almost like reselecting, where am I going to be putting my time, energy, love, and emotion? It's like, where am I really lining things up?
Exactly.
And I feel very comfortable about that. I think you're on your way. And there's a calmness in that that I think it's going to bring the balance back to you. And it's going to bring the calmness to you that you really needed.
Thank you. Well, Mike,
and you were also having some family thing recently that you pulled back from the family. And you've been looking at things and thinking your opinion and thought and desire matters. And you can't let everybody else say things and expect you to go along with it.
Exactly.
Because I see them having the attitude that you're just supposed to go along with it, and that hasn't worked very well.
Oh, boy, you're so on target. It's unbelievable. This is amazing.
Well, I see it working better for you and you being calmer, and I do feel an energy there with the family. You got two members in your family there that have an attitude that you're just supposed to do what they want. And I feel not only are they wrong, but it's something very disruptive to you in the sense of what they want and how they want it.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to put it this way. You know, not that you're going to leave them or not have a closeness to them, but I want to say to a degree, you have to reach a point where emotionally I'm able to say, you know, I'm putting them out there at that arm's reach here, and I'm not allowing them to affect me, in a sense, be disruptive. Because I see you fulfilling what you know you really need to.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And also, there's a lady in spirit with you that passed away that I felt when she passed, she had cancer.
Yes.
Because I see her with you, and she said to me, you're making up your mind, you're creating the intent and the destiny of what you really want to be accomplishing, and I feel you will accomplish. I don't feel anything negative about it at all. I just see it as something you're moving forward on. And remember something, there's a gentleman in spirit here, and his comment was, you can't fix stupid. And would you recognize that he used to use that comment when he was living?
My dad.
Because he's with you and he's helping. And he said to me, he said,
yeah,
you know, you got a couple people there that have an attitude, but yet they don't know what they're doing.
And the lady was my mother that she spoke of.
And would you recognize with Dad that he had the ability to have very selective hearing?
Yes.
Because his comment to me was, you have to have very selective hearing to be able to deal with the energy and what's going on around them, because I see them with attitudes at times of forcefulness, of doing it the way you want to do it, and they feel they're going to try to force things in another direction. And I don't see you allowing it.
Exactly.
Would you understand one of them even giving you a problem about the idea of moving?
I don't exactly talk with them right now, but because I don't want them to interfere with what I'm doing.
Well, I understand that because I kept seeing you really taking the steps in the direction you need to, and I just see that as being a lot better and a lot calmer and to not have all the crazy energy going on, because you have two people there that would just love to maneuver everything if they could. And I don't see you allowing it to be something that they're going to be able to do.
You're exactly right. I just have one question. Will I be reunited with my daughter, Elizabeth?
Say that again.
Will I be reunited with my daughter, Elizabeth?
Yes, I feel you will be. There will be a connection there, and I see it as very positive. And how old is Elizabeth?
39.
I see her having a difficult time believing what she's believing, and I see her, you know, in a deep way, not fully believing what she has in the past believed. And I feel it's coming to a head where I feel a need for you to be able to relax with the idea that their energy is an energy that has at times been very negative, very manipulative, and I'm just seeing you stepping back enough now where I see an open door where someone's going to be sharing with you the information for her.
Wow.
Would you recognize she's had someone maneuvering her in a sense of belief system?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said,
say that again?
When you're working in things there with your daughter, would you recognize some people around her have gotten her to believe what they want her to believe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I see the energy around that as something that's been manipulated a lot. And I feel it's an energy also of you stepping back a bit and realizing that I'm not going to be caught up in all that energy. Because they have some very deliberate energy that's very manipulative.
Yes.
Now, where's your daughter living?
She lives in Georgia, about 100 miles from me.
Would you recognize for a while there she refused to talk to you?
Yes.
Because I feel an energy that there's a belief system there that I feel is going to backfire on them, that they really think they can maneuver everything to the degree that they want to. And I feel an energy with her that not immediately, but I see her finding things out about them and realizing how things are really out of whack there. And are not being done in the right manner.
Exactly.
And would you recognize, too, someone's trying to manipulate her, and they want to be able to maneuver the energy. They really want to take over the idea that they're living their life, but they're living her life also. Because I see her going along with things at this point, it's not the best energy.
Exactly.
Now, she has a child also?
He's 18.
Well, I'm going to put it this way. I feel a very difficult energy, and I feel an energy that the son, now this is a son?
Yes. Yes.
I see the son having a difficult time because he's questioning a whole bunch of things about the family and what was going on and what mom believes. And I feel a whole bunch of stuff around that.
Wow. Yeah.
That makes sense?
That's a perfect sense. It couldn't be clearer.
Would you recognize he at one point was willing to talk to you?
Yes.
Because I feel in the future you're going to have a communication with him, and the communication with him is going to be very good. And I feel you're going to end up talking to him. Then I see your daughter involved. I see more connections and communication. And I felt very comfortable. I felt things are going to work out better later. but she's really got a huge transition to recognize what's going on.
Yes. It's been very, very difficult. It's been real hard.
God bless you, dear. Well, keep sending you healing and the energy for you, because I feel it's going to make a huge difference for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thanks. Bye-bye, Mike.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. Okay, before we go to the next call, Greg, let the folks know, how can people reach you for a private session?
If they'd like to reach me, they can reach me on a phone number. It would be 716-595-3529, 716-595-3529. And if you'd like to be on the Internet, that'd be www.revgregorykehn.com. And if they want to reach in that way, my secretary's name is Laura, and she'll take care of all the connections. And it's something that I'm reading for people in person. I'm reading for people on the phone, and I do it all the time. And after the first part of January, I'll be headed to Florida, and I'll be down there around Naples area, and I'll be working with people all the time.
Okay, very good. And we have all that contact information listed on the show page as well. And Greg is our guest here every Thursday here on Journey into the Light at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So tell your friends, write it down in your calendar, and let's go to our next call. And let's bring Nikki in, who I was just speaking about, that was up there in Lilydale. And let's see if she can add anything to that. Nikki, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
I'm good, Greg. How are you?
Doing good.
Nice. So, yeah, I was up there. So we came into Lilydale, parked, and then there were some public restrooms, and right on the right to the restrooms was a board that was like a directory of everybody. And your name was nowhere on there.
Oh, really? I'll have to check on that. I'm in a catalog, and, the people call me on the phone all the time there, so I didn't realize to look at the board there. That's interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, because that was my first time there. These people actually live in Jamestown, and they've lived there for 20-something years and had never been to Lilydale. So it was their first time as well, and we just, we were just kind of winging it. The directory was really only the kind of thing we had to go off of, so... Basically, we just walked up and down the streets, and I told them, wherever you're drawn to, then that's where we'll go, because, that's how it works in my mind.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I wanted to see you. I wanted to, say hi and get a little photo op with you.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't connect.
Yeah,
yeah,
I am,
I've been
too.
Here over 45 years now, and... I'll have to check the board there and see if I'm actually on the board. It's possible that that wasn't on there, because I just served in the auditorium today as one of the message ministers today. And, it's pretty hectic here in the summer. I'm at 8 Cottage Row, and anyone can reach me on the phone or in person. But I'm sorry that didn't work out.
Yeah, well, next
time.
Did
you guys have a good time?
We did. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful there. It's very peaceful and lovely, and it was very enjoyable. And my friends, I'm not in need, but my friends both got readings by a medium, and it worked out really well for them. So it was nice. Yeah. But I'll be back, so get your name back on that board so I can find you.
All right.
Nice
and
talking to you.
Take care, dear.
Take care.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Nikki. Alrighty. Alright, let's go next then, and let's bring in Sherry to the show. Welcome, Sherry.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
You're calling from where, Sherry?
Oh, from Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay, welcome, Sherry, from Minnesota. Greg?
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing great. What's your question?
My question is, I had a friend when I was about 18, 19 years old and into my early 20s who passed away, but we're not exactly sure how. And I'm just wondering if he is around at all.
I feel when he passed away, dear, I feel he had a heart problem, and I feel it was undiagnosed, and I feel when he left pretty quickly at the end.
Okay.
And would you recognize there was a difficulty there with him, that at times he would go through a tremendous fatigue and be very tired?
I guess. I don't know. He seemed like he got into some trouble with drugs and things like that with his friends, and I heard there's a rumor of possible foul play in some woods or something. So I just wasn't
sure.
The
energy I feel with him there is he definitely did the drugs, and I definitely felt he was choosing to, and I felt an energy there that he did not commit suicide. I feel as a circumstance that there was more, let's say, potency in things than what he thought or what he believed would be, and I feel he had a problem with that, and I feel the heart stopped.
Okay. All right. And then I had a couple other friends that passed away recently. I'm just wondering if they're okay or if they're around or they're older.
Well, would you recognize you dreamt about the woman in your dream?
Yeah, I did.
Because she told me that you dreamt about her, and I feel that she's around you to help you. And it's a very nice energy. And I see her there for you in a very loving manner. But she wanted you to know that she got through to you in the dream level. And that's her desire to reach you and let you know she's there. And it's really quite nice.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
And would you recognize also, you've been having some things happen recently that you're beginning to recognize that spirit's around you more than what it used to be? Because I feel like you're increasing in your ability and skill and feeling things, and it's actually coming through more.
Yeah, sure. So that is true, yep. Otherwise, I don't know what else to ask. I was wondering if you have any general things that you could tell me or anything else coming
through. Yeah, I'm seeing you making decisions as to where you want to be in the future, what you want to be accomplishing, because I feel you back and forth on things in a sense of really deciding how you want everything to really be. And I see it working out for you, and it's very comfortable energy. I think you'll be very happy with it. Also, you've been having some thoughts recently about actually living somewhere else.
Not so much. My son is actually moving out. College, but
how old is your son?
He's 18.
I see him as a very strong person, but I feel emotionally very sensitive. He takes things very deeply, but he's going through a swing in his emotions now, where at moments he's very strong about achieving things, then at moments he can be actually quite lazy about some stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And I see him getting back on track here where he's going to really decide in himself where he's needing to be in a sense of achievement. And I could see him making decisions with that very shortly. And I feel an energy with him that he's having a difficult time with his own confidence in focusing on what he feels he really needs to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
And recently, I feel like you reached a point in yourself where I'm seeing you stepping back a little bit and realizing he's got to get a grip on his own here, and he has to be able to deal with things in a better manner and not have all the turmoil, because it's really been getting to you at times to think, I'm trying to help, I'm trying to give, I'm trying to do, but he hasn't had the respect for your energy at times in the manner that you feel it really needs to happen.
That's right. Yep.
That makes sense?
Totally. Yeah, he's starting, he's like, he's done a 180 in the last 3 months. Since the summer started, we've been making some better choices, so I'm kind of happy about that.
Well, let me say it this way. I'm seeing you stepping back and realizing that he's needing to do some things on his own, and he's needing to get a handle on some things on his own, that right now at the moment, you know, you can't fix it for him. It's something he has to do for himself. But I feel you're going through quite a transition now of realizing that to a degree, I see you guiding and helping, but to another degree, I'm not giving what I used to give and as much as I used to give, because I feel giving that much wasn't helping.
Yeah, I didn't think about it that way, but I guess that doesn't make sense.
I certainly see more balance, and I'm seeing you being in a better space in an emotional level. I see you being in a better space, and it's going to make a difference for you to have the kind of calmness that you really need to have and want to have.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much.
I feel very good with where you're going.
Great. That's good news.
God bless you, dear. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate you, Sherry. And let's go to our next caller. I believe this is Anita. Is this Anita?
It is.
Anita, thank you so much for your donation. You went over the minimum amount. I just want to thank you. That is,
you're welcome.
We're very
blessed. I want one of those shawls.
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
Like,
what am I thinking? Send me a, you got it. You're right. I was thinking like 12 different things. Send me a message on Messenger after the show. Okay. I'll need your address and things. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you again. All right. You're on with Greg.
Okay.
Hi. What's
your
question?
Yeah. Actually, I came for some confirmation. First of all, I wanted to say hi, Nikki. I happen to know Nikki over the web. She's a soul sister of mine. Anyway, I wanted to say, first of all, that I'm an administrator of a nursing home that takes care of the mentally ill, and we take in people from the street a lot. And so this is dear to my heart, and this is kind of part of what I'm wanting to ask about. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm good at it, but I have been receiving a lot of spiritual gifts, and I am psychic as well, and so much so here lately that I am being guided to maybe change my path and help others with my gift. And, of course, that brings up a little bit of fears, you know, because I'm used to doing what I do, and I'm good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since this is, you know, these gifts are really quite shocking to me here recently. And I'm excited about this, but I'm kind of wanting confirmation if this is, you know, what I'm being told is correct, and if this is my true path. I guess it's pretty much the gist.
Well, I feel it's a pathway, and I feel you're doing fine with that. I do not see you not doing what you've been doing. I see you expanding
mm-hmm.
into other areas, doing other things that are really wonderful. And I feel good energy with that, that that's going to be there and be very positive for you. And
okay.
I just see it as working for you in a good way, because I don't see any turmoil. I think you're going to be fine with it.
Okay.
And I just see you needing to relax with the idea of allowing things to be more peaceful in your life, because I'm seeing you having a need in your private life to have time out and have time
mm-hmm.
that you could be in a neutral space. And I feel like you will be, and I see you letting yourself really grow because your abilities and skills are increasing and opening up more. And I feel that's going to be increasing and opening up, and it's really a wonderful feeling to know you're doing that, and it's going to keep expanding. And I just see relaxing with the idea of knowing that it's going to be there and be in a balance for you. And I'm seeing you really touching others, working with others, way beyond what you have so far done. and it's going to work for you in such a good way.
Okay. That is a wonderful answer.
And I
answer.
Felt another energy. I'm seeing you slowing your mind down, where you sometimes get going so quickly that at times you're bypassing things and then have to go back and revisit them again. And I see you being able to really get things in order more, and it's going to be really a nice energy for you to be at peace. And would you recognize, too, spiritually consulting and helping, but also, too, working with businesses and organizations that you can help them reach a point where they're really serving in a way that really reaches the best and it makes sense?
Yes.
Because I see that developing more and further, and I see it being a successful energy for you.
Wonderful.
Also, you've been thinking recently of taking a vacation where I want to term it a no-brainer. I want to go relax somewhere and just be at peace and allow yourself to just absorb the shifts and changes you're really experiencing. And you know you're experiencing them, and they're really pretty amazing, and to relax and allow it to occur.
Okay.
It's a nice feeling. I just want to go for it.
Okay.
And who's John around you?
What's that?
Who's John around you?
John.
I see someone named John having an impact in your life of helping you with accomplishing things you want to, and I feel that's coming up, and I feel like you're going to have an opportunity for a new direction in a spiritual group, and I see some new friendships that are wonderful, and I see it working so well for you to be able to enjoy them, but really enjoy yourself with the idea that I'm going to slow down a little bit and let myself be guided, because you're allowing the guidance to be there. But they're saying you sometimes, on an analytical level, it's a little hard dividing between, am I thinking of this in an analytical manner or am I thinking this in an intuitive manner? Is what's coming through me and my thought, or is it spirit's thought? And I want to say, take time to just relax here and let yourself absorb all the energy that's changing.
Okay. Totally agree with this. Okay.
And I see that working for you. It's really very nice.
Okay.
And it's more mundane for you, but you were thinking recently about getting another vehicle and a new car. Because I see you turning a key and driving a new car, and I feel it's going to work out fine.
Cool.
Good feelings. Yeah. And you have a child around you also?
Yes.
How old?
He is 12.
Well, I see him as a very strong person emotionally, but I see him having an attitude at times where he wants to take on the idea of what he's thinking and what he's doing, and I see him at times 12 going on about 20.
Yes.
And recently you've had to just pull him back a bit, and it's like, you know, there's a perimeter you're setting up for him that he's allowed to be in, and there's a perimeter that he would like to step into that you know you're not allowing him to be in. And I feel the need for you to stay at that level and to know that he's not going to jump beyond it, because I see him really pushing hard at times.
Okay.
And just recently, he's having a little difficulty with father.
Okay.
Not okay, dear. Yes or no?
For quite some time, father has issues.
Because I definitely felt issues there, and I feel problems, and I feel it's not settled. I feel like there's a lot of stuff up in the air yet.
Okay.
And I see your son feeling that he can't allow everything to go the way it's been going, and he's really wanting to stand his ground more. And dad at times has expectations that the son would not agree with or want.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
And I feel with you, you're handling things in the best way you can handle things, but would you recognize sometimes you feel like the father was a child also?
Yes.
Because I feel like you've gone through that in an emotional level, and I feel it really mm-hmm. becomes aggravating. And I feel like you're at a point now where I'm not going to let myself have to go through that over and over again.
Right.
I see you standing your ground on some things. It's actually a good thing. And it's going to make a difference for you to be able to get everything really straightened out and not let yourself go through it again.
Okay. We are out of time. Guys, Anita, thanks
okay.
again.
Yes, thank you.
And, okay, thanks again, Anita. Send me a message.
Uh-huh.
And
sure.
Greg, thanks so much. Again, wonderful show. Thanks for spending the hour with us, and have a great week.
Well, you guys take care. God bless. We'll send you healing, Michael.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Greg. All right. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Greg Keane from Lilydale, folks. Journey in Light continues, though. Everybody redial as our next show starts with Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer, psychic medium. Also, we're going to be joined in with Psychic Little T and myself for relationship questions or any other questions you have. So first things first, everybody hang up and redial, and we'll see you on the other side. Thank you, everybody.